This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, we hope you're having a great Thursday. We certainly are. We hope Tech has a great Thursday night, as we'll talk about NC State being in town to take on Georgia Tech tonight. Yes, Thursday night football, and Tech is favored at home. We'll get more to that coming up in about 15 minutes as part of our strong arm story of the day. But, Mike, as we continue to talk about our Falcons, and yes, we will talk about our Hawks, who took a loss last night against Golden State. Not a great performance all the way around for anybody.
Ugh.
And we'll certainly get back into our Braves conversation after Chris Sale wins the Cy Young. It has us thinking about where this team goes this offseason and where the money is going to be allocated. But what are the Falcons doing this week? And I keep talking about this message and the message. What's the message going to be? I think more than anything, right, the thing that you can stress is we got to tackle better. And then you show them the tape, Mike. They know. Look at these damn missed tackles. Look at you. Look at you arm tackling. Look at you barely. Look at the effort. Where is the effort we need? And then you show, hey, why are we not blocking the way we need to? And then you show them the blocks, Mike. And then you go, hey, by the way, look at these dumbass penalties. Why are we setting ourselves back? Those are the things I think Raheem Morris absolutely has to do. Now, does it change anything? I don't know, but you got to do it.
Yeah, we've always kind of scratched our heads when we see some of these rankings, whether pre or in season, about how good our offensive line is. Maybe a run of the football, but certainly we've seen some mistakes. We know that Caleb McGarry does, whether you believe the metrics, and I believe my eyeballs, he's not as good in pass protection certainly as he is in run game. I think Lindstrom has struggled at times. How much of that is a byproduct of what's happening to his right? I don't know. I think Bergeron, first time we've called him out, that was this week in Denver. Nobody was good in Denver. But maybe getting Dahlman back at center helps. Neusel wasn't bad. They were winning some games at Neusel under center. So I just don't know what Raheem does other than start yelling at these guys a little bit more. I think the fans are like, enough with the positive energy. It's time to turn to the dark side. Well, that's not going to happen. That's not his nature. But Carl, the defense, you can't improve the defense. The defense has, there's no way schematically you can improve this defense other than Jesse Bates, please go get two interceptions a game.
Well, listen, Jesse wasn't the only one. A.J. Terrell's had turnovers. Grady's forced fumbles. I mean, there have been other guys that have created turnovers. We just haven't done it the last 2 weeks. But let me say this about the folks who feel that way. Like, all of a sudden, you know, Ra's going to walk in all black with a mask on. We've lost two in a row. Not eight. Okay? Two in a row in the National Football League is not unusual. It's the way we've lost that has us concerned and why we are a little bit nervous. Get these things corrected, and I think we get back on track. But it's not time. Like I'm not in panic mode, and I hope they're not at Flowery Branch either, about these two losses. It's not time to put on the all black and a mask and show up in a meeting and be like, all right, things about to change around here. So I think these are the things you stress. We're 6-5, first in the NFC South. I repeat, first in the NFC South, even though it's been frustrating. And with that, Mike, you hope that you show up. These guys are going to be motivated. Hopefully we get some guys that are healthy. That's the other part about this. We're a little banged up right now. I mean, like we can say all these other things, but part of the Denver story was you had third and fourth string guys that were playing corner and safety out there that were not capable of consistently getting the job done, and it showed. And then Bo Nix, those were 3+ and 4 touchdowns. Let's hope we get healthy, and that's what I'm going to hang my hat on. Those things, health, and then guys responding. I mean, let's be honest. If we're ever going to get to where we want to be, and it's not only in the playoffs, Mike, we got to win a playoff game. Let's stop thinking we're just going to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope that the rest, it does help them, and all those things you just talked about happen. You know, we've seen this team look really, really good. But we still are yet, even in the wins, we've yet to play four quarters of good football.
Yeah.
We have not had a complete. Yeah. And that's why, you know, when you look at the other teams, yeah, I mean, not everybody's been perfect, but the Lions sure have looked that way at times. Certainly, you know, the Chiefs, yeah, they've lived a charmed life and they've kind of danced through the raindrops. They finally got burned against Buffalo. Buffalo's looked good. But, yeah, there's not a team out there who says, yeah, they're bulletproof, maybe other than Motown. But still, I just, Kirk Cousins has got to be better. I mean, Kirk Cousins is the only thing for me, and I'll say it again, this defense is not fixable. You can blitz a little bit more, which I'm not sure they're inclined to do. But what we're going to do is, Carl, continue to let people just carve us up, and everything's underneath is open, and it drives fans crazy. And I don't think Jimmy Lake's going to come in here and change the approach this late in the season.
Let's hear from Raheem Morris, because he was asked about whether or not the loss to Denver changes the bye week plans. Now, I think they do. I think you went in and said, if we win, y'all have a good week. We lose, and the way that we lost, you can't just go into the bye week and go, well, nothing changes. Yeah, we got to change a few things, and we got to look at some stuff. But this is how he responded to that.
No, you know, it is. We trust our process. We got a really good process here at Atlanta. Our guys got a good process. Our coaches got a good process. We'll definitely reflect. We'll go back. We'll look at what we need to do better, and we'll get that thing done.
Let's hope so. And we get to chill this weekend. Hope you enjoy your weekend as far as not having to, you know, watch the Falcons per se. You're going to watch the NFL, but you're not watching the Falcons. We get a break, and then we got to get our stuff together because the Chargers are going to come in here and, you know, they get a tough Monday night game against the Ravens. But, you know, as we said, listen, I don't know what Ravens secondary is going to show up. Guys, Justin Herbert could throw 400 yards against that secondary. And all of a sudden, you know, Mike, they may blow doors and everybody's like, what just happened? Or it's a high-scoring game and you know, they don't look like they can slow down heading into Atlanta. That's going to pose a problem heading into the week coming out of the bye.
You know, it is tough. The Saints game frustrates me more than the Broncos game. The Broncos game is aggravating for a number of reasons. But the Chargers, man, we talked to Greg Allman, not, you know, the Midnight Rider, but A-U-M-A-N from Fox Sports. And he was talking about, you know, you guys come out of the bye week and you got one of the best defenses in the league. You know, and Harbaugh is doing a hell of a job. And I know that, you know, when, it's funny. I'm not trying to be like, nyeh, 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 nyeh. But when I did mention Harbaugh, some of you guys, like, you'd have thought I farted in church. Harbaugh is doing a hell of a job.
No, it's a great hire. He got to pick his job, though. That was the part about Harbaugh.
Now,
he could have gone anywhere, but I jumped on. Why wouldn't you want to hire him?
Right, but if you're committed to it, and if you feel that you're not, then you don't throw the money at him. That would sway him. Now, again, going into the season, at the time you would have hired Harbaugh, you didn't have a quarterback. And, you know, your intentions were Kirk Cousins. We get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he looks at Justin Herbert and says, that's a guy I can work with. And look, yes, I know that Jim's prone to hyperbole. He's saying that Herbert's one of the best. Not talking about this season. He's talking all time, which, of course, we know is not true.
Sure.
He's a work in progress. But Harbaugh, players buy into his stuff, and they're physical, and it's fundamentally sound, and that defense is getting after it. And by the way, you know who's on that defense? Bud Dupree.
Yes, he is.
Khalil Mack, and you know about Bosa, but they got some dudes.
Yeah, they do have some dudes. Chris just mentioned to me, and I'm so glad he did. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. This hour, of course, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guys, it's Thursday, where Boneless Thursday is going down. Buy one, get one boneless wings. He just said to me, you know, Herbert hasn't thrown for 300 yards but in one game.
Right, they're running the ball.
That's the trap. That is what you think they are. And they've been so good at it that they don't have to rely on him. But let me tell you something. They could go to him and say, hey, we need you to throw it 35 times, 40 times a game, and he's going to be willing and able to do it. That's who he's been. But he has a coach that understands that that is not how you deal with a quarterback and puts all that pressure on him. So they've won four, by the way, for those of you keeping score, four in a row heading into this Ravens game. If they beat the Ravens Monday night, that's five in a row heading into Atlanta December 1st. So this is going to be a big week to get things right. And I just think, like, I can't fall into that trap and say, oh, you know what, he's not been that great. Herbert's actually done exactly what they wanted him to, Mike. I think that even makes it more dangerous for me.
And another thing about the Chargers, like, I'm not trying to – guys are hitting us up. So you're saying they're unbeatable? No. No, we're not saying that. But the Bengals are the first team to take them over 21 points. Think about that.
Well, they haven't let a team score 20 or more, yes.
Right. And if you look at it, guys, the Bengals, they gave them a test. They battled back. And, of course, the Chargers finish it with the big run at the end of the game. But this, guys, we're coming out of the bye with a really good defense. I know it's at home. It's a West Coast team coming east. But, you know, we just laid it out for you. It's a scary, it's a daunting proposition. And that's why I'm having a hard
time finding
four wins out of these seven to get us to 10-7. And more importantly, my $1,000 bet on the over of 9.5 wins. Enough about me. I'm having a hard time finding the four wins in these six games.
All right, so J.K. Dobbins has, what, 700 yards?
He has 750 yards and 8 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, so here's the other part of this. You just saw what Denver did. You saw teams throw it around on us.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You going to let Justin Herbert do that, or you think everybody's going to come in and go, man, we got to stop the run, because that's what we're going to talk about next week. I guarantee you, with Dobbins playing the way he is, and guess what? They can throw it around the yard. That's part of this. And if they come in balanced, Mike, that's a whole other issue, because then if Dobbins is running for a buck 15 or whatever it's going to be, and then Justin Herbert's throwing for 275 and 3 touches, like, that's what we're up against, and this is what makes them so dangerous. And then on the defensive side, they just don't let you score.
Guys, I know that early in the season, turnovers were our friend. We already talked about the contributions. You mentioned Terrell. I mentioned Bates. We don't get those turnovers, guys. We're just a really bad defense. We're average against the run, and we're terrible against the pass because we don't get pressure on the quarterback.
All right.
How do you fix that in 10 days? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, again, guys got to do their job. They got to do it better than what they've been doing. We should not have lost to the Saints. And it gets back to fundamental stuff. Either way, this is where we are. We'll see what the message is from Ra and how this team responds.